Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We win. We win. And we have got the victory. We have got it. We're walking in it. Good morning, people of God. Hallelujah. Today is January the 30th, 2001. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Praise God. I want to welcome you again to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Reverend Maria Carey. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And certainly we have a spirit-filled show on this morning, on today. I want to give a shout-out to my co-host, who certainly gives a word and moves and flows and the anointing, and certainly we just thank God for that woman of God who's a part of this ministry, and certainly who gives the word of God, stands on the word of God, preaches the word of God, and lives the word of God, and that's all that we that's all we can do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, announcements. I want to get to my announcements. Praise God. Amazing Grace School of Ministries classes will start the second week in February, and I will get more information out. You will see that certainly I've been encouraged to go live on Facebook, and certainly I'm going to do that. I want to make this one more announcement. I am on Facebook. Amazing Grace Ministries is on Facebook. I do have a page on Facebook that you can like my page and follow me. And certainly I want to say, and I want to encourage all those that saw that I had been hacked. I'm not sending you any messengers with any grants, with any money. I'm not doing it. That's not me. Somebody hacked my page. So please, if you see it, if those of my friends that listen to this blog, if you have been in contact with that hacker, it's not me. Report them. Certainly, we're living in a day where schemes and hackers and everything is up for those to try to get money by illegal means, and we have got to guard ourselves accordingly. If you like what you listen to, please let me know. Give me a text, 309-750-7584. Also, email me at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And amazing is not I-N-G, but it's A-M-A-Z-E-N, G-R-A-C-E-M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S. If you want to bless this ministry, because we're going higher and stronger in 2021, you can send me a check made out to Amazing Grace Ministries to P.O. Box 438-8411. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I gave you eight twice. It's 438-411. Praise God. Chicago, Illinois, 60643. You can send me a check. I certainly will be appreciative of the check. If you enjoy this word, if you want to hear more of this word, please support this ministry. This ministry is designed to help people and understanding why they do what they do based on the word of God, and to help impart strength and empower God's people to live a healthy and fruitful life. So let's get into it, shall we? So we have prepared a word that will captivate your mind, that will help to change your life. We are moving forward in this new year of 2021. Certainly this is the last Saturday in this first month of the new year. And I don't know about you, the days are moving speedily. It's like God is just moving time along. It's not standing still for anybody. So God is saying a new thing has sprung up from the desert, and God will restore and deliver his people to bring back hope. Now you have to understand something. There must be a period of things being torn apart and tore down in order for God to bring restoration. And that has been the theme of this month, 2021, restoration after the pandemic. So this is the last Saturday, as I keep stating, and guess what the topic is, y'all? Is the struggle is over now. Rest. Promise of God's presence. We have to understand that we're living in a time where it seems that everything is going astray. But let's get to the word before I get into my text and my subject. Now, this is Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 23. I encourage you to read this whole chapter in your spare time. It's full of a lot of meat. So then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your our sight. Show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And saints, we his people. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Now, that is our text theme on this morning. And if I could put it down and I could go from there to talk about God's rest and how he rests and how he keeps us and how he allows us to move through difficult situations, and he's right there. Oh, that's a word right there in itself. Now, 15, then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. 16, for now then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight. Have you found grace? Except you go with us, so we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight. If you found grace in the Lord's sight, he's going to go with you. Please. No, back to 17. I know your name. You know, when I was reading this, and I've got to have a sidebar, I'm sorry, I got some notes here, but when I was reading this, the scripture got me because he said, I know your name. And God knows our name. God knows where we are, what we're struggling with, and God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Unfortunately, we fell short of believing and standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. But he said he knew his name. God knows our name. God knows the problems. God knows the situation. God knows everything about us. Ooh, that blessed me so. And verse 18, and he said, please show me your glory. Now, this is Moses talking to the Lord. He's saying, God, I need your glory. God, don't leave us. Don't forsake us. Don't leave us behind. And then after all that, God, he says, God, I need your glory. Don't we need his glory? But guess what, y'all? We got his glory. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you. And then he says, verse 19 reads, then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I have a compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, this is the Lord talking now, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. Verse 21, and the Lord said, here is a place by me, and ye shall stand on the rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory pass by, that I will put you in the cliff of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Verse 23, then I will take away my hand, and ye shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Hallelujah, glory. I don't know, y'all should be shouting and praising God right now, because that blessed my soul. Hallelujah. But you know, this month we have been talking about a year of restoration. We have embraced a new year, and it looked like hardships followed us over in 2021. We suffered a pandemic that shut the whole world down. It shut it down. It's world is beginning to open back up, but now you got 2-3 more virus strands of this COVID-19, and now they say, well, you don't need to just wear one mask, but you need to wear two masks, especially going out into the public places like the grocery store or places where there seem to be more of a mass population. But God is still in control, saints. And then we've got a vaccine that people can't seem to get. We've got a government that seems to can't come together. We seem to have, we saw the Capitol be invaded by domestic white supremacists, people and personnel that went in that felt that they were entitled to invade the Washington Capitol and walk out with furniture and sit on people's desks and Nancy Pelosi's desk. And if they had found the vice president at the time, they probably would have hanged him. So we see the affairs that's going on around us. Then on this week, we had the stock market shut down. Now, God has to tear some things up in order to bless his people. And he is pulling the wool off of injustice. He's pulling the wool off of people, off of stiff-necked people, off of people that don't want to go with him, that don't want to know him. They say and call upon his name, but they really don't know him. Because if you walk with the Lord, if you knew the Lord, then you would be a person that walked in love and not mistreatment. And then we have the transition of our ancestors, the people that we have looked to, that we have responded to, are going on home. We had Hank Aaron to leave us. But not only that, on this week or a couple of days, we had the phenomenal Cicely Tyson to go home present herself before the Lord. Praise God. And then, of course, I talked about, you know, I gave a little, our co-host talked about this one, and that was Darnice Page. Hallelujah. And certainly she gave a tribute to her with Little Miss Muffet. People probably say, what you mean by Little Miss Muffet? But that was a song that Darnice Page made into a gospel song. Praise God. And certainly that it fit in with the theme of what we've been talking about. We've been talking about restoration. We've been talking about going up into the enemy's camp to take back what is yours. We've been talking about receiving the blessings of the Lord, taking back those things that Satan has tried to take away from you. Yeah, we have gone through, but God is still yet in control. God is saying that my glory still is with you. Now, I talked about God's glory. I talked about the fact that we have another form of glory. And certainly we see in Exodus, Moses was, you know the story of Moses. Moses had gone to deliver the people of God from Egypt, and certainly they had fussed, they had cussed, they had complained. And if you read the beginning part of verse 33, that talks about some enemies that Israel had to go up against, some Jebusites, some Hittites, and some other types. But God said that I would be with you, that I will protect you. So we have been talking about things springing up from the desert. God is about to do some things for us. Now, see, if you don't understand, if you've never been involved in the stocks before, the Lord has getting me and showing me some things, showing me some revelation. See, what the stock market tried to do, what the big companies tried to do, they tried to take a little individual company out. They tried to take it out. They tried to make money on a small company that had no insignificant value, or the value was going down because of the pandemic, because of coronavirus. You know, after this thing is over, our lives won't be the same. And we're praying that the restaurants that we used to go to will be in existence. So now there is an online presence like never before. We're online, churches online. We are having our meetings online, platforms like Zoom and MyMeeting and other platforms of that nature seem to be on key. They're front and center. You know, they're making the money right now because we have to be socially distant. But praise God, when you look at this small little company, because of coronavirus, that company had not been doing well because it's been shut down. But the little people that seem to have no insignificant value, shot that stock up and shut the stock market almost down. So God is saying that I am doing a new thing in the land. Don't you think that this pandemic has come upon the world and it has taken me by surprise? Now I am building up soldiers. And everyone listen to my voice this morning. You are a soldier. Equip yourself to fight, because we are fighting a supernatural battle, and we have to wage war in the supernatural. I talked before about what it means to go and do spiritual warfare. Now we're doing it in 100%. And if you want to go back and read Ephesians 6, chapter 6, do so, because it tells you who our enemy, who's the enemy we're fighting. So in essence, we've been talking about things springing up from the desert. We've talking about a time of famine has ended. We talked about, praise God, God is repairing the breach. God is doing it for us. He's making a miracle out of no way. He is giving you wealth in a time of struggle. He's giving you food on your table in the time of struggle. He's giving that to you that you may help somebody else, that you may tell somebody else about the goodness of the Lord. Now, when I talked about repairing the breach this month, there was, I'm going to say we for me and my co-host. That's none other than Evangelist Terry Rogers, certainly, because we are one accord. And certainly the verse was Psalms 46:1. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Now, if this ain't trouble, I don't know what is. Hallelujah. And then last week we talked about taking my stuff back, or taking back my stuff. You know, we're waging war. We should be ready to step out on the deep and deal with the enemy and deal in with the enemy supernaturally, so that we can see a physical manifestation. Hallelujah, because he will give you a physical manifestation. Your illnesses, physical manifestation. You've got to do war. You've got to do battle. This body belongs, the word said, is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in this body. We ain't got no business being sick. We've got to begin pulling down those strongholds and walking into the goodness of Jesus and praying and fasting and seeking God and fighting. Ooh. Hallelujah. I hope y'all enjoying what I'm saying. Praise God. So this lesson, I ain't even getting to the lesson, y'all. This lesson, we're talking about the struggle is over to rest. Getting into the presence of the Lord. And I want to talk about what it means to struggle. It's make a forceful or violent effect to get free. It's a restraint. You're struggling with your emotions, you're struggling to move to the next level, you're struggling. You just can't seem to grasp with it. You can't seem something has got you tangled up, and you don't seem to be able to let go. And then I said, what's the meaning of over? I'm saying the struggle is over. Now rest. To use, express action or result, and to get free, to break through, you've got to fight. You've got to fight. You've got to fight. You've got to fight. Now, what does it mean to rest? To cease from working or movement? You know, it's funny that when we go to sleep, we think that we are resting, but our body gets into a state where our mind works overtime. Hallelujah. Our body may be resting, but sometimes our mind don't rest. And sometimes God will talk to you in dreams. And God sometimes talked to me in dreams. And when he started talking to me in dreams, I wake up, I'm like, okay, Lord, now what you trying to say? What you trying to say? But the point here is to cease from movement, to cease from rest, to refresh oneself, to recover strength. And we know when we go to sleep, we wake up and we're refreshed. We're ready and able to see the next day. We are relaxed. And some synonyms for rest is to relax, to take rest. So that's the definition of rest. It's also a instance or period of relaxing or ceasing to engage in strenuous or stressful activities. And we don't rest. We stress ourselves out. We're frustrated. And when we get frustrated, saints, we are working in our own abilities, because if we're resting in the Lord, there is no struggle. There is no stress. There is no anxiety. There's only peace in the presence of God. So then I want to point out the meaning of promise. Now, it's a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing, and that particular thing will happen. Praise God. I want to talk about a little bit of Exodus. Now, here we are in Exodus 33. And Exodus reveals, God reveals himself to the people and delivers them out of the slavery to establish a covenant in the desert. And we know the story. We know, we read the story of Exodus, praise God. We know that this book encounters or recounts how God revealed his name, his attributes, and his redemption. It's where we find the Passover story and the Ten Commandments. We see that in the story of Exodus, it's established the theme. The themes are rescue and redemption. And that theme is repeated over and over again. Then he pleads in the first verse 12 all the way to 13. Moses is having a conversation with God, and he's pleading, he's making his plea with God. God, don't take your favor away from me. We need you, God. We need you. And he brings up the people, and he asks God, in essence, to employ and to be with him, praise the Lord. Then we get down to 34. Then he talks about rest. And God says in this chapter, he says in this verse, in this time, he says, he said, my presence will go with thee, and I will give you rest. Now, Moses is having a conversation with God. And God is having a conversation back with him. And that conversation gets to the point where God is saying, you don't have to worry about the problems that you're going through. Because first of all, I know your name. And Moses asks for God's glory. He says, God, I need your glory. But God says, look, if you look at my face, you're going to die. But what I will do, I will show you who I am. I will show you my glory, and you can look on my backside. I'm going to hide you in the cliff. I'm going to hide you in the secret place. I'm going to hide you in that place where you can be hid from trouble. I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to keep you from the elements that's going on around you. I'm going to be your God because I know your name. Hallelujah. So there is a promise that we have, a promise in God. God says, if you enter into my presence, in my presence there is fullness of joy. There is fullness of joy. When we get into the presence of God, there is rest. Hallelujah. We can take a place of honor in God's presence. It's a privilege that stands in the presence of kings. Proverbs 22 and 29 says, seest thou a man diligently in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. God is saying that in his presence, you don't have to worry. And we know that God came and he sent his son. He sent his son in the form of Jesus Christ. So now we're moving into the end time, into the new time revelation of who we are. We are God's children. We are God's children, and he has made us. He knows every hair on our head. He has made us to be successful, even in the midst of this pandemic. What he has done was pull the wool off some stuff so that we as a people of God can stand strong, stand invisible, and know that God is healing and delivering. Oh, Jesus, God is in control. Now, I know over 400 million people have died due to this coronavirus, but that's okay because some of us are still here. Some of us have dealt with and had the virus, hallelujah, and have been set free. And we're praying now for those that have contracted this horrible pandemic, and we pray for them, but we ultimately know that God is in control. God is doing exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think because he's God, because we're striving to be in the presence of the Lord. And when we are in the presence of the Lord, there is rest. There is no frustration. There is no anxiety because that is the promise that he has given to us. Those that walk upright before him, he will be our God. Now, back to the story of Exodus. We understand that Moses didn't go over into the promised land, but God said, I would hide you in the cliff. Can you see the revelation with that? God will hide us in the midst of this pandemic. He will hide us in the midst of coronavirus. He will hide us because God is doing a new thing. He's making us strong and invisible in him. He's taking us from one level to the next. His glory, he's taking us from glory to glory. He's moving in us a strength that is unfathomable. Back to the lesson on Job. Now, when we go through, when we have problems, when we go through situation and we suffer, when we suffer, God is doing something in us. Hallelujah. We go through because of the test, because it's a form of training. God is getting us to move to the next level. He's getting us to be radical in him. He's getting us to know that I am with you, that I am going to take you through. You don't have to fear man because I am with you. Even in the midst of the storm, I am with you. There is no place that you can go according to Romans. And God is not with you. Now we know that we act up, that we don't do what we're supposed to do, that we try to fix the situation for ourselves. But God is saying it's time out for all that. We've got to lean and depend on Jesus Christ. We've got to stay in his presence. When I get up in the morning, Lord, I need you. I need you, and I need you like never before. God, I'm seeking you. I'm seeking you, and I'm spending time in your presence. And see, that's the only way we're going to be restored. And I should have said it's conditional. It's conditional on whether or not we're standing on the word of God. And the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So we can't have faith, we can't know, and we won't believe the word of God if we don't stand on God's word, if we don't read it, if we don't eat it, if we don't make sure it's hidden in our heart, because that word changes our heart, and it is a mind-heart connection, because so a man thinking he will act it out. Because you think it, then it's going to be in your heart, and then you're going to behave like that. And behavior is predictable. But saints of the Most High God, God is doing it. God is building up a body of believers that's going to take back everything that Satan has tried to steal from us. We talked about taking your stuff back. You take your stuff back by going into the spiritual realm and doing battle. This battle is not a flesh and blood battle, but it's a battle spiritually. And because we've got to go into the supernatural and pull those strongholds down in our lives and in our families and in our society, praise God, we've got to do it spiritually. So that means we've got to fast and pray like never before. We've got to be in the presence of the Lord. We've got to allow that word ringing in our ears all the time, as many times as we can hear the word. The word has to be playing, because unless the word plays, unless we get filled with the word of God, we cannot hide it in our heart. And if we don't have it in our heart, we're going to allow our mind to think stuff that it shouldn't think. Now, Satan sends you thoughts as well. God is shifting me to a different place here, dealing with the mind. Hallelujah. Now, we are made in the image of God. We are made in three parts: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We're made body, soul, and spirit, praise God. So when we look at our mind, when we look at what's going on in our mind, and let me shift to the brain. God has uniquely made us, and certainly we are made up in such a way that our brain functions, and our brain produces chemicals that produce anxiety, produces joy, produces those chemicals. And they're chemicals, praise God. They're hormones, as some scientists have said. So in essence, when we deal with those, then we have got to know that we've got to set our mind on the Lord. The Bible says in Romans, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to renew your mind. In order to renew your mind, you got to think those things that are pure and honest. That's what Philippians talked about, Philippians 4, chapter 4. Don't quite know the verse, remember the verse right now, but it's in chapter 4. Read it. So we've got to think on those things. And, you know, a lot of the young people don't know how to fight. They don't know how to engage in problems. They don't know how to be delivered with the spirit of depression when Satan hits them. They don't know how, because they're looking, they're on their phones, they're texting, they're looking at Housewives of Georgia and Housewives of L.A., and they're looking at Tyler Perry's, a lot of Tyler Perry's movies, Hallelujah, that he has on BET, praise God. But then those things come with a spirit. They come with a spirit that will get into your spirit, and they will make you depressed. They will make you frustrated. They will make you anxious. But we've got to fort ourselves, and we've got to protect the thing that will motivate us and change our behavior, and that's in the mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have been talking about restoration. We have been talking about being in the presence today. resting in God's presence. I could say so many names. I've given it the struggle is over, now rest, or the promise of God's presence. So we need to understand that God would do it for us. God will be everything that we need him to be. And certainly we need his guidance, we need his understanding, and we need him to talk to us. You know, Moses was pleading for instructions. He was pleading for the presence of the Lord. He was pleading for relationship with God. He wanted to see God in his glory. And certainly we want to see God like never before. And God honored him. You know, my scripture that I love so well in this text is the fact that God told Moses that I know your name. And certainly God knows our name. God wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. That's the word. Then we go to Jeremiah 29 and 11. He knows the thought towards us, thoughts to give us an expected end. So as we see what's going on in society, it is the betterment for the glory of God. This is a world that we're living in sin, and sin certainly is the root cause of everything that's going on in our society. Sin, 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 sin. And therefore, because we live in a fallen world, God did not say that we would not suffer, but he said that I will be with you to the end. I will be with you to the end. Glory, hallelujah. So when we think about the fullness of joy, when we think about the strength in God's presence, and I had so much more to talk about God's presence, but God's presence is where we find, I keep saying, our strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it refers to a unique revelation of God to humanity. It's something that God gives us. It's something that God allows for humanity to be in. God has given us so much. He has given us his son, and our son died, and then he has given us the promise of a relationship. So we have a relationship with Christ Jesus. We have a relationship with him. We have a relationship, hallelujah, where we can call on the name of the Lord and know that God will answer. God will answer our prayers. And if you want an example, didn't God answer Moses' prayer in Exodus 33? When it gets down to those few chapters where it talks about God saying, I'm going to grant you what you asked for, but I'm going to hide you in the cliff. I'm going to hide you from danger. I'm going to hide you from the things that may harm you. And hasn't God hid you? Hasn't God kept you safe? Hasn't God protected you? Hasn't God made a way out of no way? Hasn't God fulfilled the promises that he's called upon your life? And it's not over, because God is still going to bless you. God is still going to provide for all of your needs. So don't fear 2021, but hold your head up high and declare that you have the authority of Jesus Christ to walk in the fullness of his grace and to rest and to walk and not be fearful and not be stressed out because of people trying to get this vaccine and can't rest. Because God will open up the doors for whatever you desire. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this hour. I thank you for this, not hour, but I thank you for this 45 minutes. I thank you for the people that have stayed with me, that have heard this word, that will hear this word. And I pray, God, that you'll take it to the masses. I pray, God, that you'll allow somebody to be saved that may not know you in the name of Jesus. I pray for those, God, that have listened this whole month. I pray, God, that you'll heal, deliver, and set free. I praise God for your goodness. And Father God, I pray, God, that you'll uplift those. I pray for those that are sick. I pray for Teresa Ball that's recovering from COVID-19. I pray, God, for my brother, Father God, that's in the hospital. I pray for him, Father God. I pray, God, that you'll strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, for all those that are sick, all those that are shut in, all those that can't get out, those that may be hungry, those that may be sick. I pray for them, and I cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, there may be somebody that don't know Jesus in the palm of their sins. All you have to do is to confess your sins right now. Say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. God, forgive me of my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I accept him, and I forsake all my sinful ways in Jesus' name. And you are saved if you say that prayer. Now, if you did say that prayer, contact me, 309-750-7584, and we can talk about getting you into a good Bible-based church, because you got to hear the word of God. I know the young people saying, what good is the church? But the church has the word. The church has the word of God, and it's only the word of God that's going to break those issues off your life. That's going to change you. The spirit of depression, the spirit of anxiety, that suicidal spirit, the word of God can break every yoke. My yoke is easy and my burdens are light, said the Lord, and he'll break them. He'll break them. I'm a living testimony of him doing exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can think or ask. Now, if those of you that want to bless this ministry, give me a call, 309-750-7584. If you want to put a seed into this ministry, you can do so. You can either send a check to Amazing Grace Ministries, P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643, and that's Amazing Grace Ministries, or AGMI, for short, Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., so AGMI, praise God. And I will be thankful. I will thank God for you, and I will put the money back into this ministry, because we have a long way to go. There are many people that need to be blessed. There are many things that we need to do. We need to help the people of God to understand and to break the yokes of bondage, or destroy the yokes of bondage that have kept them captive and now keeping them captives. Ooh, praise God, keeping them captive. I got to slow down. Hallelujah. But I thank each and every one that have stayed with me during this time. We will see you in the month of February. Be blessed. It's Valentine's Day. It's not Valentine's Day, but it's Valentine's Month and Black History Month. So you will be seeing something in the terms of love and Black history. God bless you. Love you. See you soon.